PFT Media.
Welcome to episode number 2 of The Substitutes. You know, that only occurs when Dan Perella decides not to show up to the studio and bring education to you guys. So I bring just my cluster effing friends to fill in the an hour of entertainment. With me always, Kermit.
Hey, what's up?
He was in the first episode. Mike Hurley, he first time guest to the beautiful Crespo Diesel Studios here. Sponsored by Dasani Sparkling Water.
Let me just say, it's an honor that when you can find absolutely nothing else, you give me a call.
Yeah.
That means a lot.
That's not true, because I told Kermit for the longest time, saying, all right, we're going to bring you guys in, and we're going to do this. And then Big Tim couldn't do it, so then I couldn't.
Well, here we are.
I don't know. It's I love Big Tim, but it's just I need to have Big Tim here when Dan's here.
Yeah,
because Big Tim has a lot of knowledge of guns and stuff like that, and mm-hmm. I need to counter that with somebody that has knowledge of anything.
Yeah,
because I'll just be like, yeah, sure, yeah, but we don't need assault rifles.
Yeah. And you know, amazingly, Big Tim, surprisingly enough, you wouldn't know it just to look at him and his overalls and nothing else.
Yeah,
he knows a ton about everything.
He does a lot of reading.
Yeah,
is it reading or a lot of internet, like going on Reddit and be like, oh, yeah,
that's reading.
I like,
well, you know, I think it's the holler he grew up in. You know, he was the only one capable of reading, so everybody just brought him the books. And he was like the in the land of the illiterate, the guy who knows his vowels is God. You know,
it's like, hey, baby, what are we reading this week?
That was on point.
That was on point.
Yeah.
I'm just here to sell lollipops.
Oh, God. I hate guys who pitch merch.
Everywhere he goes. Oh, my God.
There he is.
Oh, it's
disgusting.
Who does that?
I don't know. Somebody that wasn't loved by their parents or something like that.
So basically every comic.
It's I am in pain. Shout out to Florida Hospital for taking me in for their annual surgery of Pedro.
How many is this now?
This is
32?
30. This is my third surgery.
Third surgery.
And is this the diverticulitis?
The diverticulitis surgery. Okay, so I had the diverticulitis surgery a year ago.
Can I just say that, like, ever since you told me about it, it sounds like a made-up disease. It sounds like such a fake. It sounds like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Yeah,
I wish a spoonful of sugar would take care of it. But it does not. It's what caused Brock Lesnar supposedly to retire from UFC.
And what is it? It's something gets stuck between the lining
And the lining of the intestines, your large intestines. There's little pockets there, and it could cause like infections. Mm. And two things could occur. Either you're going to get an inflammation, and it feels like somebody's stabbing you, or it's going to burst, and then you have hours before you die. Mm. And I put the surgery away for the longest time, and I did it last year. They took 12 inches of my colon off. When they reattached me, there were complications.
Yeah.
So I ended up with an ileostomy, which is, it's not a colostomy bag, because a colonoscopy is a colostomy bag is on your large intestine.
Okay.
And ileostomy is on your small intestine.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a hole here with my small intestine out, and I had a bag for 6 weeks.
You're like a toxic Avenger. You're just pooping out the side.
It was the most. This is why the beard grew, because I was depressed for the longest time. And I said, I'm not shaving until this thing comes out. Mm-hmm. And then after I had the reversal surgery, Lisa goes, no, I like the beard. Keep it. And now I'm struggling because I really don't want this beard anymore. But I can't do it.
How many times would you have to be like, you catch yourself leaking?
It happened twice.
Yeah. Ooh, like in public? You just like walking around?
I would not go out in public.
Okay.
Yeah. I stayed in my house most of the time.
Did you know exactly what was coming out?
Like, well, I ate that. Here's the thing. So you have it. You got to switch it every 3 to 4 days.
Okay.
And when you switch it, it's you against time. It's like a double dare physical challenge. Because you got to have the bag. You got to have the adhesive. You gotta have the powder. You gotta have the alcohol strips, because you gotta clean around it, and then you gotta do it quick. you don't know when your intestine says, you know what? Shit's coming out. Mm-hmm. And it'll just spew it out. Mm-hmm. So you got to make sure that you have like an empty stomach kind of thing and try and do it early in the morning.
It's like Double Dare.
It is, dude. And it's
the physical
weird.
Challenge. Yeah.
And then sometimes if the thing wasn't locked up properly, which happened to me once, like I'm sitting there, I'm playing video games and I get up and all of a sudden I feel like worms, like, oh, and it was detached.
The
that
sewage.
Means everything has to come out. I have to clean it out, boom, 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 and do it again.
And how long did this last?
I had that for 6 weeks.
Wow, that must have felt like a year.
It felt, dude, I was counting it like an inmate kind of
thing. In case you haven't noticed, Kermit's loving this. Because what I found...
You didn't know?
No, what? No,
I didn't
it's
know
not,
the details.
It's not so much about... You notice how he's asking almost like a guy into fetish stuff, like, and how long did that last? And then what happened? And here's why. This guy is so into poop, it's ridiculous.
I heard... Yeah, that we're going to earmark that because... Wait up, because I'm with
it's
Mike.
It's an issue.
I'm with Mike. you guys have a podcast, obligatory podcast. Go Correct. Check it out on wherever podcasts are sold. and you guys were talking about, you talked about pooping your pants as a grown adult. 42 years of age. The only time I've shit it on myself wasn't through my ass. It was through my small intestine that was kicking out of my stomach.
Yep.
Mike hasn't, but I've known people and I don't get this. Well, but you make it seem like, it's just a normal thing.
I mean, you
have
short.
Have you pooped your pants before?
As an adult.
As an adult.
When I was in college once.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Because yeah. I was like, apparently I was sick. I was like, oh my God, I'm having stomach issues. That just came up on me. I was like, oh, no.
And, you know, I want to take a moment to apologize because I've been really, really judgmental about you. But last night I was up off Fairbanks.
You shit your pants?
I grabbed a burger at Spats, and afterwards it was like 2 o'clock. I was driving home, and right when I was leaving the parking lot, I'm like, I kind of got to go to the bathroom. You know what? It's only a 15-minute drive. I'll be fine. Dude, I got off I-4 onto Michigan there, and I was doing that thing where I'm undoing my belt.
I'm half naked, half up.
You're planking.
Just pinching. And I'm like, this is it, God. This is because I made fun of Kermit's issue. This is, and I'm catching like every green light, but right when I get there to like Edgewood, I'm just pulling up and I see cop lights, and even though it's a green light, they got the road like blocked off and they detour. I'm like, I can't do a detour right now. and then so I pull around them and do the detour, and then there's a red light right on orange, and it's also one of those 18 red light cameras. No one's around. It's 2:30 in the morning. It's just me. And it's red and it's staying red. There's no cars coming the other ways, and I was this close. Like, my wheels were rolling. I'm like, it's $230. $230.
You think the operator of that camera just saw you like doing that arc, doing that bridge in your car, and he's like, no, this
man,
guy's gonna do it.
By the time I pulled into my driveway, it was one of those things where I had already felt out the house key on the keychain while I was driving, so I could have it ready as soon as I pulled it out of the ignition. Opened the door, got out of the door, and my pants just slid down to my ankles. I did the little waddle up to the door, the key in, deadbolt. I'm like, oh, great, she locked them both today. You know, today's the day you lock them both. And like, got both of them, went in, didn't even close the downstairs bathroom door. It was just pants down and splatter.
Oh, but you made it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. I'm glad I kept you in there till the last.
There you go.
And I thought
you ate us.
The first thing I thought is like, good, I can still make fun of Kermit. Because that's what a man does. He makes it.
Congrats, bro. I mean, I'm just saying.
You've done it. How many times have you pooped yourself?
Several. I don't
know. Really?
I mean, I almost did it today.
Is this more the Dominican side of you or the Chinese side of you that just accepts it?
Good question. I'm going to say Chinese.
Yeah.
Chinese people seem like they're shit.
Because honestly, your father probably looks at you and be like, I should have put him down on the first time he pooped himself.
Off of one level, bro. That's where it came out.
Can't.
The fact I love the most is when you're like, yeah, it's normal. I'm like, no, there's a span of time from the time you're 4,
but it's not,
and
like
then when you become 80. 4 to 80, it's totally uncommon.
But it's
you're
not
like
when
everybody does it.
It's not like when it happens, I go, hey, guys, guess what? It's that time. Poop my pants. And then I walk around. I don't...
How many hours do you wait till you tell somebody that you pooped your pants?
Oh, just when I get on the podcast. I can't wait to talk about this. No,
I'm gonna bring it up. So I had the surgery, and then this last Thursday I had because of the ileostomy, I have a hole in my stomach, so I have a hernia. Ileostomy.
Sound like Ellie.
Elian Gonzalez. It's like a little alien. So they put a mesh repair where they take the hernia and they smash everything back in there. Because I had, it was like a little ball that was coming out
between the muscle.
So it's jamming there. Yo, this whole right side of my body is sore. It feels like I have a 5-pound weight in here. I thought Florida Hospital was going to keep me for one day. These a-holes could not wait for, like, as soon as I did, like, the butterfly, like, thing that I'm up, they're like, all right, you got to get up. You got to go.
You were in and out.
And I'm like, no, I'm not ready.
They're like tires.
I'm not ready. I'm, like, used to being.
I need to be nursed.
Yeah. Where's the doctor to explain this? And then Lisa is getting agitated too because she's like, let's go. I got to go get the kids.
Oh my gosh.
I got to go get the kids.
She's already done.
And this is me. I'm like, you're going to have to go.
Wow.
Now, because I'm still in anesthesia, you're getting subdued, Pedro. Inside of me, I'm yelling at her like, bitch, I just had surgery.
Yeah.
I need to recover from this. I'm not going to rush out of here. But all I can muster say was, go get the kids and come back.
I love how Florida Hospital is like Tire Plus. You come in, got a hole, they throw the patch on. They're like, you're good to go. Yeah. You know, get back out there.
Well, the last few times, they kept me for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
This time, they just, no, go. Get out.
You pass your punch card. There's three times. They're like, all right, he can handle it.
Here's the thing. I thought I was going to get the same room.
Yeah.
Oh, the nice comfy room.
Yeah.
Kermit was there. Kermit, everybody, most of the comics came by.
Mm-hmm.
Started writing stuff on the wall, changing my name.
Yep.
Brought you snack packs.
Snack packs. Ross Padgett showed up. I remember that one trying to get me to buy Bitcoin.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gave me the whole sales pitch kind of thing. Yeah. And yeah, it sounded convincing, but still, as a skeptic.
What was the buy-in at that point? Do you remember?
Oh, no.
Like, you can get for $120.
Yeah, probably just a couple $100 by that time.
But he was telling me there was Bitcoin. There was three other ones.
Litecoin or whatever.
Litecoin was the other one.
Yeah. You ever do Vasani's down there? Vasani's Comedy Theater for Comedy Zone?
I did it once.
Okay.
And then the guy critiqued my comedy that he wanted me to be cleaner.
Oh, that guy's not there anymore. Mark, the older Italian guy. That
he's
the
not
restaurant.
There anymore?
No, there's new management. Younger guy who actually goes for the...
Oh, really?
Like, it's okay.
All right.
So but the reason I bring it up is that guy who took it over told me like 2 years ago, he's like, hey, man, you know, you're funny and everything, but what are you doing about your future? I'm like, I don't know, just trying to stay booked. He's like, you need to do Bitcoin. I'm like, yeah, whatever, dude. It's never going to... Kanye West is on board. I'm not cool with it. You know, that's like Axe body spray or those wrap potato chips. I'm good, man. And sure enough, I came back this year and he's like, you know what? I'm like, don't even talk to me, man. he's ridiculous into Bitcoin. Like, he could retire tomorrow if he can find someone to buy it. I guess that's the problem.
You remember when the market crashed?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So when the market crashed, my friend Laura from New York tells me, Pedro, buy AIG. By Ford and by, I forget what other company she told me. Ford was at like a dollar something. AIG was like at $2 or something like that.
Mm.
And I'm like, yeah, okay. Yes. I always wanted to buy into the market, never did. And every morning I wake up and I have the stock market like ticker on my Apple phone just to remind myself, like, all you have to do is just throw a couple bucks.
just a couple bucks.
And you would have been...
Yep. I forget what stock it is. A buddy of mine did that back in...
And you shit on Axe. But think about...
What's
think
their
about,
stock at right now?
Yo, think about it, dude. Mm-hmm. Everybody shits on Axe.
Yeah.
But they're doing okay.
Are they? Because I literally don't know anyone that wears it or uses it. Really?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, the guy really, that shits your pants.
Yeah. Well, you need something strong enough to cover up that. And the only thing that smells worse than shit is Axe body spray.
I gotta cut the shit.
Is that Axe body spray? No, I just I had a burger at a bar.
Spats.
Axe body spray.
Shout out to Spats.
The choice of date rapers everywhere.
This episode brought to you by Spats body spray. Ford is now trading at $11.15 a share.
Ford at 11? Mm-hmm. It says right there. Man. Yeah. $100 would have got me $1,000.
I don't know. I got a buddy who tells me to play like that long term. He's like, look, people are always going to need milk. They're always going to need toiletries. He's like, if you want to play the long game, you buy into some place like CVS or Walgreens.
Medicine.
Or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. My old job, I used my 401k option was biochemical. Medicine. Mm-hmm. I put like 90% of my stock mm-hmm. in that, and it starts slow, but then boom.
Yeah, because mm-hmm.
There's gonna be crazy diseases, and mm-hmm.
AIG trading at $53.73.
Oh. And if you look at 2004, I think, or 2007, mm-hmm. when the market crashed, I think the low was like $1 something.
Ooh, man, that's a winner. Warren Buffett's got that AIG, I bet
you. Oh, Warren Buffett.
Like how we just keep getting depressed and depressed as we keep talking about money. We're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man. I'm over here struggling to pay a bill.
But me and Mike got kids. We have to think about the future. You don't. You don't care. You live free. You're crapping on your pants.
That's what single people do.
Yeah. You're making other kids cry. We talked about this. Other kids taking a dump in a pool. He points it out.
I'm surprised. He doesn't know that story.
Oh, you don't?
No, I guess we were saying that for episode 12.
Yeah, no, what he told last time.
We told that the first episode of The Substitute, because in Snapchat, he would take his kids in camp to the pools and stuff like that. And he would just blame one kid. Oh, you took a crap in the pool. And then all the kids would just pounce on that kid until that kid he's a bully. Yeah. He's a bully.
Yeah.
But the worst kind. You're creating a mass murdering machine.
First off, you're making it sound like I pooped in the pool, and I didn't poop in the pool.
Did the kid poop in the pool
yes.
for real?
Yeah, for real. He pooped in the pool. Okay. Yeah, he pooped in the pool. So we had to make fun of him. That way he never does it again. They have to learn.
Is that in the Quan of the dojo?
Yes, that's in the Quan. Pooping in the pool is forbidden.
It's so funny that you're yelling at a kid for pooping in the pool, yet you told me how many times you've pooped on accident in people's yards and stuff.
That was once.
Wait, what?
Oh, you didn't hear about this? This is why I call him El Chupacabra.
I'm going to make this story short because
we got stuff to get to.
You just go in people's yards and
I had the same situation that happened to Mike, but I didn't make it home.
Not a man enough rectum to take care of it.
Yeah. I couldn't go.
Baby,
I couldn't hold it.
Baby
so
wrecked.
I pulled it aside of the road.
The Death Star was opening.
The bay door is open. And I thought it was a woods, and it ended up becoming...
Use the force.
It was force, all right. It was shot right out the pocket. It was really? Millennium Falcon, right out.
Light speed.
And I looked aside, it was someone's driveway, and the spotlight hit me while I'm taking a dump, and I freaked out. So I try to, and I pull my pants up. And just,
anytime I picture that, all I picture is, you know when Elliot went to the cornfield? Uh-huh. And he finds E.T. for the first time, and E.T.
You know what I told him? I told him, I'm like, what if it wasn't just a spotlight? What if it was one of those security cameras that senses motion and takes a picture? And I'm like, and just it's him looking like just like El Chupacabra. And he put a picture. So he did this. What'd you do?
What is that stupid gopher?
You did this teaser.
Caddyshack?
No, that stupid gopher.
The dramatic gopher.
The dramatic gopher.
So he did a teaser trailer, and the picture he picked looked like Gollum from Lord of the Rings, just half naked, staring at him.
How old were you when this happened?
2 years ago?
No, 5. Okay, so 30.
Oh, 5. So that puts you at 30?
Yeah, 30.
You were 30?
30, 31, yeah.
Yeah. How old are you?
35.
Oh, so this is recent.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's recent. It's not. Yeah. It's nothing new. It's just like da 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 da. And that's just one of many. That's just one of many.
Sabi, you're gonna make the diabetes. Yeah, dude. Come back.
Oh, these stitches.
Yeah, his guts are gonna come flying
out. Yeah. Oh, it's gonna be. It's gonna be. The blood's gonna come out of here.
It's gonna cause a mess.
I like how this whole episode's pointing towards poop.
And like that's not where you wanted
but
to go.
I mean, I'm not trying to.
Yeah, I thought we were gonna talk about comic books. You guys know X Body Spray is owned by Unilever.
Unilever.
Unilever is trading at $55 a share.
Really?
Wow. So Axe Body Spray wins. Wow. They win.
I don't even know that.
When did Axe Body Spray start? Do you have that information?
Axe Body Spray started in...
I'm going to say 2004-ish?
1983.
83? For what? Real?
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
But it didn't have a resurgence until...
In France.
Like Old Spice...
That's
for the Old Spice was old,
for the
old,
longest
yeah.
time, old. But now it has like now young guys are yeah. wearing Old Spice.
They learned how to market to the new generation. Yeah.
So Brute just has not been able. Brute has not been able.
They're like, we're not changing a damn thing.
Or Jeffrey Bean English leather.
What's that other one that everybody wore?
Jovan Musk.
Dracar.
Oh my god!
You can get your Dracar Noir at Walgreens.
You can get it at a gas station.
At a gas station,
it's that you smell that cologne and you're like, ugh.
The only cologne I ever wore was it's called Eternity. Eternity from Calvin Klein.
Calvin Klein. Okay.
And my grandmother used to get it for me, and then she passed away, and there goes the cologne every year and the $20 birthday cards, you know. But it's so funny because she was around 80 when she passed away, and she was getting a little bit forgetful, and she actually went to Sears and went to the counter, and she was like, I'm looking for ecstasy for my grandson. Yeah. And the guy behind the counter is like, what? She's like, ecstasy for my grandson. I get it for him every Christmas. It's a very distinct smell. And the guy's like, I think you're talking about marijuana. And she's like, marijuana. But how cool is that? Just thanks, Nana. You know, any grandmother that buys you Eternity or
Ashley. And she's from South Florida, right?
No. All my family's from up north.
Okay.
And they're all gone.
Because that would have been hilarious. She's in South Florida.
Looking for meth.
I'm looking for ecstasy. And they're like, oh, no, no, here.
Yeah, here you go. Yeah.
No, you mean bath salts?
Here's our selection. There's a black briefcase, and they just prop
He's
it
like,
open.
He's like, well, I'm here till 5, but meet me in the parking lot afterwards. We can take care of all your needs.
Yeah, because when you go down south, all you got to do is just mention the drug you want, and it magically appears after a show.
You've done the Atlantis Resort, right?
The Atlantis, yeah.
Yeah. I went down there my first
to the
time.
Beach?
The Atlantis, Joker's Wild down
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went down the first time I go to the beach, and there's that big sign like warning you not to do any business with anyone you meet on the beach in the Bahamas. And I go down there, and they got these jet skis. And I'm thinking, I've never been on a jet ski. And I'll go rent a jet ski. So I walk up to the guy, and the guy's like, yo, man, you want white or you want green? I'm like, I was thinking the blue one. He's like, no, you want white or you want green? I'm like, just that one would be good. And he's like, do you want cocaine or marijuana? I'm like, oh, I want jet skis. He's like, I don't rent those. And he walked away.
That's just for the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's not even gas in those things.
He takes it to international water.
Yeah.
He'll do the deal there and then brings it back.
Yeah. Oh, they don't care down there, man. They're very outward about it.
Oh, there! My buddy has a story. He goes, takes the mother to Bahamas, and he's telling her, be careful when you go out there on the cruise. You know, they're going to try and sell you ganja. And she goes, what's ganja? It's like, but that's weed. That's what they call weed. So just, you know, if somebody goes ganja, don't get it. Because, you know, if you take it into the cruise.
Yeah, you're screwed. They really screw you up.
Yeah. So they go out. And when you land a cruise, you go out into the tourist area. The person's trying to sell like a stick, like a walking stick, and his mother starts yelling, does that have ganja? I don't want no ganja. I don't want no ganja. And like, she's making a big scene about it. He's like, yo, shut up. What are you talking about?
Right.
This like, she's freaking out. She thinks everything has
weed in it.
Yeah. And then I had a buddy of mine who went to Cuba and gave his grandmother ecstasy.
Oh, that's nice of him.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he used to, like, you know, he was in that scene, and he would go to Cuba and just, for New Year's, just give them ecstasy, and they loved it.
Mijo, I'm tasting stars.
Yo, if I call him up, Johnny, he always tells this story. Johnny goes, yeah, and the next morning, she goes, Johnny, you still got some of those pills?
Oh, she's hooked.
Like, she's hooked. He got them and stuff like that. So, no, it was only one time. You got to wait 30 days, otherwise you're not going to get the same effect. So... I asked Kermit, what can we talk about today, and Kermit went into his bag of tricks.
Oh, yeah.
And it was strictly, like...
You know, I'm shocked because every week I write him, hey, man, send me over your notes so we can be ready for tonight. And he sends me nothing. Then he has nothing prepared. No. But you asked for a podcast. He's not even on regularly.
No, lies.
And here's a book.
Lies.
I'm at work and my phone's going, pa-ding, 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 pa-ding.
Oh,
and,
thanks for doing show prep for lies. Everybody else.
No, and all he's sending is just articles.
Articles based on Facebook.
Yeah. So you go, Stanley's blood allegedly stolen to make expensive marble ink pens.
Which is crazy.
It is crazy. That's because great. That old man barely has any blood in his system. Yeah. Yeah. So what blood are they harvesting from?
And it was like several like vials apparently. Like
how much? Okay.
I want that first edition with his blood.
But there's only going to be one edition. How much blood are you going to take from Stan? He barely has any blood. Have you seen him at the MegaCons?
Yeah.
You've seen him at the MegaCons.
Dude, I think... I love him, but I think as far as Stan Lee and Tim Curry goes, what they're doing nowadays to those guys is just rude. Number one, I don't think either one needs the money. Number two, they're literally just wheeling those guys out in chairs and you're posing with a corpse. And it's not right. It's not good.
There's no eye contact. They just put the glasses on.
It's a Weekend at Bernie's scenario.
Can you put your hand down? You're squeezing the IV bag. Ah, sorry.
It's sad though.
It is so.
He's been screwed over a lot too.
Who, Stan Lee?
Hell yeah.
Screw
man.
Stan. How many people did Stan Lee screw
That's
over?
That's not the point. Let's
not. No. All those artists that created the guys.
Jack
that
Kirby
he's like,
really
you were working under my contract for me, so they're mine now. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, again, he was also got. What?
Is Jack Kirby dead?
Yeah,
he is dead.
Yeah. His son's still alive though.
Still fighting the good fight, trying to get some royalties off characters and stuff.
Not until Stan Lee's dead.
Not over my
even
dead
then.
Body.
Even then, good luck, man.
All those comic book nerds holding on to that comic. Oh, is this it? No.
That's,
put that back in the closet.
We do those shows every year at MegaCon, either Geeks of Comedy, stand-up comedy, or we do a roast of a comic book character. But all the proceeds go to the Hero Initiative, which is a charity for all those golden age artists and writers who were getting paid weekly and hourly, create some of the best things. And then when they were let go, they had no retirement, no 401k, no nothing. So these guys...
No royalties or nothing.
So we're basically helping raise money for like their medical bills, their rent, their cars. These are guys that, you mentioned some of the names of the characters they developed.
They created,
but since it was under the, you know, you were working for Marvel, or you were working for DC at the time, guess what?
Yeah.
Should have luck.
I think the recent one that passed away is a guy that created Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot his name, but...
Yeah, that's how it works. You create Green Lantern, we can't even get credit for it.
I mean, it
was
sad.
Do you know the name, Creswell?
Nope.
That's not your...
Not my field, the comic book writers.
You know, this is not the first time Marvel has made a comic book out of blood. Did you know that?
The Kiss.
Yeah.
Whoa, you guys are serious about that pen thing?
Yes.
That's like a real thing?
It's a real thing.
Well, that's a real thing that Stan Lee said happened.
They don't know it's true.
It's Stan Lee just
First
made
of all, that,
that
blood is going to dry up quick.
Nah, yeah. Man. They got like they just the spinners. Yeah, yeah, man. They got
to emulsify it.
Oh, what if they clone him?
Time out.
But then he's like a weird ink man.
You have the ink in a pen. Right.
Well, they're gonna fuse it with ink, not just blood. It's not just
it up like a paint can.
It's gonna still dry up.
Well, pens do dry out eventually.
The essence of Stan Lee. No.
Then you make sure you write something before it dries up. Then you have his blood on a piece of paper. Like, look at that. I wrote my name with Stan Lee's blood.
Why don't you just prick his finger and just grab his finger and write your name on a piece of paper?
Because like you said, you do that.
This is from Stan Lee's
blood.
Life
force. Yeah, then he's done.
Yeah, you prick his finger, you're going to get dust. It's not left.
A ghost comes.
He'll deflate. He'll just...
It's like that sound when he took a balloon and he let the air out slowly. It's like... Yeah, there you go.
Close enough.
Yeah, because you play with it and he's a... Oh, man. So you sent me that. Yeah. MegaCon. You do MegaCon every year.
Yeah, seven years now.
It's in 2 months.
Yeah. One month. I started going 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think I bumped into you last year probably.
Because of my kid. My kid loves that stuff.
Oh, it's crazy. Man.
I can tolerate it for a little bit.
Yep.
I like Kermit's adventures on it because Kermit doesn't pay to get in. He sneaks in. But again, he also looks like a 5-year-old child that's been left abandoned.
This is going
to
be number 13?
And you know,
just walking your way in?
Yeah. Not counting Star Wars.
You've gotten by a lot on this whole Invader Zim thing that you drew a picture for once.
Yeah, that's it.
You hear about this?
No.
I never knew this. What'd you do?
Okay. I feel like you blew it out of proportion. You make me sound
too
good. I
told it the way you told it to me, and then you're like, man, maybe I went overboard.
I think I went overboard.
I oversold it.
I worked with a guy that worked on Invader Zim, and I just happened to be a part of it, but not like I wasn't like.
Is your name in there? Do we got to do a Heroes initiative for you?
No, we have not. You know what? Yes, actually, it is. I want to be on part of the Heroes
initiative,
and get some kickback for that.
I've been so lied to.
Yeah, no, that's it. And then like I worked on, like I told you, like I was on Transporter 2, but I was just on the set. And then like the guy fired us, like because he got mad of the competition.
Because he saw your drawings.
Because Steven Sanchez is a beast.
Oh, he's amazing. Yeah.
And he was like, whoa.
And then you're like stick good. Figures.
And I'm like, yeah. I was like kind of like the creative force. Like we were going back and forth. And he's like, no, I don't like this team. And he fired us. And that was it. And
then, on Transporter 2?
Yeah, Transport 2.
Movie stunk anyway.
Yeah. It all came down to storyboarding.
Jason was cool, though.
No, he's a man.
Yeah.
He smokes a lot of weed.
Show me your drawings.
Oh, my gosh.
Allegedly.
Show me your drawings, dear little man. Show me your drawings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know. And then didn't you do something with Nickelodeon or?
That's Invader Zim stuff.
And that's what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it. That's my resume, but then that was it. And nothing.
And you just abandoned it.
No, I didn't abandon it. I got fired. You can't abandon
it. No, but I mean, you never kept up with it.
No. Well, yes and no. I don't talk about it because I don't have anything in the works. Well, I have stuff in the works, but it's nothing out. Mm. I don't like to make an announcement and then I don't have nothing to show.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying? So oh,
that's we that are vaporware.
Yeah. I got a comic coming out, but that's it. That's all I'm going to share because there's nothing like, oh, the ones are coming out. Oh, you've been working on it for like 8 years. I'm like, all right, calm down. Mm-hmm, we've been working on it. So that's all. But yeah, it's coming.
Yes. When a comic says, I got a Netflix. It's, you know, I won this contest. It's going to be on Netflix. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it? What year?
Yeah.
What year?
Yeah. So that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to, like, brag and then I don't have nothing to show.
How great it is.
Yeah. How great it is. So, yeah.
I really want one of those Stan Lee pens now.
Oh, I want those Stan Lee pens.
And then I want to go commit some horrible crimes and just leave his blood in.
this inky blood.
I just to see someone in CSI lab. This is weird. It belongs to comic book legend Stan Lee, but he died a year ago and this murder happened last week. It seems like it's been mixed with it. I'll leave pens lying around the blood. Like maybe it was just contaminated by that inkwell and the feather that everybody still has from medieval times.
You think they've done pens like that for other like Illuminati type thing? You think they have like a stash of pens for Muhammad Ali before he?
That's a good question. I think I wouldn't pass.
You know that. What I just
because if you do it for Stan Lee, they're gonna start doing it for Michael J. Fox.
Yeah,
they're gonna start.
It'll be all shaky.
Yeah,
why don't you like go to you Michael J.
Need to put
Fox
in one of those machines because it's already it itself. You know what I just read the other day? Jesus. Speaking of blood, the Secret Service. When you see all those guys and girls in the suits, some of them are actually carrying like bags of, I guess, pints of the president's blood on them.
Shut up.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, they actually, so if anything ever happens to save time trying to find a
transfusion right there and then.
Bam. So like there's just some freak walking around right now.
Don't you gotta keep that at some sort of temperature?
Like body temperature, right? Because it's right there.
So the tie it to your thigh. Your inner thigh.
Yeah.
Really?
Like when you fake a piss. Yeah, there we go. We're right there.
All
right. That's someone who's done that before. Get that fake dong and just.
I didn't know that. That's freaking wild.
That's insane.
Yeah, I just read it the other day. Like it was one of those clickbaits. 12 things you didn't know about the Secret Service. I'm like, should we be making this available to. The Russians already have it.
Yeah, they know.
Ranker.com has it, the Russians have it.
Yeah. Heck, the Russians probably put it there.
Like, it's their website.
We said it's a list of 12. We're up to 11. We need one that's just kind of weird. How about they carry the president's blood? That's good. That's good, Ivan.
Good, sir. You didn't believe that.
Now I'm going to start blood, watching the Secret Service guy and be like, which one has the blood?
Yeah. Did you see that one for the wild?
His heart too much.
Did you see the one for the wild that everybody was saying that guy's got like an AK and that's a fake hand? Like, you can see the picture. It's like this bald, like, Governor Rick Scott-looking dude in a black trench coat in the middle of summer walking with the president. He's doing, like, this unnatural fingers like Mr. Burns, and one hand is like tiny little, this is my strong hand. And the other hand is like
a baby hand.
So it looked like they had this fake arm, and like this, people went into paint, you know, and drew what's probably going on underneath.
Yeah.
And it's like the fake arm, and then the guy with just the AK-47 locked
underneath.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like,
this is for the governor?
No, this is...
No, he said he looked like the governor.
He looked like governor. This was back when President Trump was... newly elected.
Oh, there it is. Oh,
you see how weird it looks? Doesn't it look unnatural?
Wow.
Plus, everybody else in the crowd is just like kind of dressed casually because it's probably hot out, and that guy's got a full-on tombstone. Going to go meet up at the OK Corral.
Yeah, but
he looks like the Columbine shooter if the kid had survived. That's what
jacket,
he looks like.
The jacket is abnormally large.
Yeah, like he's got shoulder pads going on. If shit goes, stuff goes down.
Underneath.
He just flips off the jacket and it's like...
Look, there's the...
Oh, yeah, very fake looking. That's weird. That's very weird. Looks like a Hitman, Agent 47.
Yeah! You know what he looks? Yeah. He looks like a turtle. Yeah, that Dana Carvey movie where he got the small
reservation head. For Mr. Turtle.
Master of disguise.
Yeah.
So.
Such a bad movie.
Again, brought movie the room again? Down. Master of disguise.
Master of disguise.
Master of disguise.
Depressed the room with that one.
Everybody thought this Dana Carvey's time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dana Carvey, you know what he's making? Like 6 years ago, I went out and did that
Vegas
Al's Comedy Club at the Orleans Casino up there. And at the end of the week, you got to go in and sign for your check. So Carmen Valone and I were out there co-headlining for a full week, 7 shows, right? I go sign for my check. My check for the week was like something like $17.50. And right above me, Dana Carvey had been there one night. $86,000.
Jeez.
And this wasn't Dana Carvey in his prime. This was...
But this is still Dana Carvey.
It's still Dana Carvey. 7 shows, Mike Herlihy. 1 show, Dana Carvey.
Man.
$86,000. And then I think it was Arnie Els that told me. He's like, with a straight face, well, Mike, because you guys were out there. That's right. You guys were out there for the World Series year.
Is that...
Weekend that you guys came out and did guest spots. Arnie tells me, straight face, he's like, well, Mike, you got to remember... That doesn't all go to him. Like, you know, 10,000 goes to his manager, 20,000. I'm like, so once again, Arnie, one show. He might have taken home $48,000. Well, I'm just saying it's not all of it. I'm like, I'm done. I can't.
No, 48, dude. That's a year's supply.
For doing the same voices he did on SNL 20 years but ago.
For doing chopping broccoli. Yeah. Chopping broccoli.
And this is post heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had that heart surgery right?
Yeah.
So, and then I didn't know Arnold was in the hospital.
Yeah, he had a heart problem. They replaced a valve.
He had his first surgery back, Batman? What was
Yeah, when he was with Mr. Freeze.
Does that not freak you out?
What, that Arnold has heart problems?
Dude, he's one of the...
He's like 142.
He also did steroids for a lot of steroids.
Plus,
in
that
the 70s
heart's
and
carrying
80s.
Around a lot of that muscle's just turned back to weight, and he's just carrying he's just that carried. Around, man.
I love the fact he didn't break character. He came out of surgery, and the first words came, I'm back. I'm like, really?
Here's
bro?
My problem.
He's a jokester.
If you're hanging out with Arnold, how do you even know he's having a heart attack when everything sounds like, take
me to the hospital now.
Get the chopper.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor. It's a heart attack.
Imagine brain surgery on him. Because you know when they got to do brain surgery, you got to be up.
What?
Wait, yeah, what?
You got to be conscious during brain
surgery?
Yeah,
you're up because they
need
hit,
to check your...
They hit certain nerves and it'll either make you cry. Like, you're numb and stuff like that.
Oh, that's freaky.
Well, your brain doesn't have any, like, pain receptors, right?
Yeah, so, but they want to make sure that they don't hit
your
something
skull
there.
So, what was that, like, Silence of the Lambs when he's sitting there
no
eating
kidding.
His brain while Ray the guy's... Ray Liotta's like, still just talking. That's easy in like a Jello mold. That's disgusting.
That tastes nice.
That's good.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. I don't want to do brain surgery.
He just every nerve, everything you hit is just a different sound. But it's like a soundboard. Yeah.
It's a soundboard.
You know this. You know this.
Yeah. Yeah, but I thought you had an Arnold.
I thought you had an Arnold. I was like, Arnold never said that. That was a horrible Arnold impersonation.
You know, there's some surgeon just trying to impress the new nurse. Like, watch this. I can make him wink.
What's your favorite movie? End of Days. There's no quotes for that.
I found an Arnold. There you go.
What was that?
So you can't even hear it.
I'll be back.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That's what he said when he woke up. Or when he
I thought
down.
That was Jesus.
Know.
Same thing.
Just to his apostles, I'll be back.
I came back 3 days. I'll be back.
I'll be back.
I was watching, they were playing Terminator on one of the movie channels, and I got to see it, and wow, that movie does not hold up.
No?
What? One or two?
Couple of plot holes for you?
No, well, not. It's, one, it's just the graphics.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, man. Mm. Yeah, I get it. It's 1980-something.
Two.
Oh, remember when, what was it, the T-1000?
RoboCop?
The Robert Patrick,
and that was the
I argue that still looks good, especially compared to CG today. Like it doesn't look any worse than modern CG.
There's one guy
I saw it in theaters like a year ago.
Yeah, there's one guy. He's always at MegaCon. We went out and did TampaCon. He was out there. He's got like he's in the cop uniform with the helmet and the glasses, but then he's got one hand that just looks so good into the spike, and he just walks around. I'm like, this is this guy's life. That's it. He's got this one costume.
There's always the one guy that just has that costume. It's like, this is...
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of them. There's not just one.
There's a couple. Like, there's the guy that's got a really, really awesome Groot costume that you see walking around.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him, yeah.
Like, it... MegaCon and Comic-Con is so backwards from when I was a kid. When I was a kid, my parents made us wear the costumes my mom made, and she wasn't good at making stuff, you know? And all the cool kids had the store-bought ones. MegaCon's exactly opposite. Like, you can walk in there with the best store-bought costume, but people get the sense that you bought it. They're like,
you're a loser.
And then there's a guy who taped together pizza boxes and spray-painted it. They're like, look, it's Optimus Prime! No, gotta get a picture with him! How come you smell like pepperoni, Optimus Prime?
And he's a celebrity.
How come your head says Natty Ice?
My daughter dressed up as Symmetra from Overwatch, and my brother did. My brother, and my older sister, designed the whole outfit. Came out amazing. Mm-hmm. Like she was getting pulled. Like, oh, let me take a picture. She's, you know, my kid loves attention.
Right.
She has a little poses, but then you would see like some guys, and now the second year is like, it's the same outfit this guy had last year.
It's a
little sadness for me because I don't want my kid to dress the same every year.
Well, you know what's really sad? Like, I pointed this out to you. There's like, you always get celebrities at MegaCon, and then you got the fans, but they actually have this category now called professional cosplayers.
Yeah. That's all they do.
These people are treated like celebrities. They get their own tables.
I don't get it.
And they show their costumes that they do, that they cosplay. I'm like, You dress up. That's what you do.
Yeah,
there's not even acting. You just
dress for the guy that I got to pay $150 to get an autograph.
Yeah.
And I just got to pay $100 to get a picture with you.
And they are. They got that like, oh no, you pay for this. I'm like,
no.
Or the guys that dress or look alike. Like they'll look like Rick Grimes or they'll look like Negan.
Oh man. Those Walking Dead guys are. And there's the two levels. Like last year I'm making there's a guy that looks just like Rick Grimes and then the other guy looks like the redhead and one guy looks like Daryl. And then there's a step down. Like if you can't afford those impersonations, there's the guys who look like they came out of Sanford and their Daryl looks like he sold me meth once. Yeah. He doesn't even have a crossbow. It's just a bow and arrow.
You can call me Daryl.
Shut up, James.
That's what my parents named me.
They just said Big Tim dressed as Daryl with a crossbow. I'm Daryl.
I'm like Daryl if Daryl had a glandular problem.
I'm Daryl, baby.
With a thyroid problem. Come on.
Yeah.
Want some lollipops?
And it's always nice when you see those low-budget lookalikes charging and someone who just happens to be a fan walks by who looks better than the character they're trying to portray.
They size each other up like they're in prison.
Yeah. I told this story at the last episode that we did at the Substitute. Me and Kermit were just taking pictures with whoever. And it was the He-Man guy. And Skeletor was dope. And I want to take a picture with Skeletor. But Skeletor was also with the Blue He-Man. I didn't know Blue He-Man's name. So I'm like, get in the picture. You too, Blue He-Man. And he got upset. He goes, what's the guy's name?
It's the Blue He-Man with the orange hair.
Forgot already. So who cares?
He had some weird name.
Imitator or something like that. Kind of name. It's like, you're Blue He-Man, dude. Don't get upset.
And he got so pissed. He kept sizing Pedro up. And I was I hope he fights.
Yeah. You should be happy. I was going to call you Steroid Smurf, but you know.
I had no idea.
They take it so seriously.
Yeah, it's just
some
too
of those
serious
people.
With this stuff.
I look forward to this year again and see what kind of...
Yeah, they got...
What do you think it's going to be? There's going to be a lot of Infinity Gauntlet?
A lot of Infinity Gauntlet. A
lot of Black Panther. Black Panther. Oh, my God. So much Black Panther. I'll be happy if there's more Black Panther than Deadpool, because I'm so
sick. I want actual Black Panthers.
Deadpool would be still strong.
I want actual
especially with the second one coming out.
Actual Black Panthers. Just start doing a huge protest.
Just free Trayvon fucking posters.
You don't have the right to wear that. Start punching white people that are wearing.
Yo, I stopped last year at MegaCon in Orlando. I stopped this old guy that went in on this kid. He was wearing a skirt, like a Scottish skirt. He's like, "Where did you get that from?"
A kilt.
Yeah, he goes, "That's from the something Air Force Division Brigade, blah, 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 blah."
And
like, he was pulling...
So it was like some of that fake valor.
Stolen Division.
Yeah, and the kid goes, I'm just wearing a kilt. It's like, don't let me see you again wearing that. It's like, dude, you're in MegaCon. Are you going to go after everybody that's dressed up like Rambo and stuff like that?
Yeah, that guy's dressed up like John Rambo's sergeant with actual badges and stuff. Maybe you should...
Stolen Valor cosplay edition.
I always like walking by the actual sheriff's department guys with their guns and everything. Great costume, dude. I can do that because I'm white. And there's no consequence for me.
Let's have Ken do it.
I'll be like, can I get a picture with you, yo? Oh, this is a great dog. Nice costume.
Is this gun real? Squeeze it.
You need to have an orange cap on this thing.
I'm going to start pulling like Overwatch players and be like, you play for real? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Just pull rank on them.
Don't let me catch you wearing a Mercy if you're not going to be a support player. It's only for straight support
players. Only for supporters.
So, well, you guys, before you were talking about, did anyone actually see Ready Player One yet?
No.
No?
No, I read the book. Did you read the book, Chris?
I read the book, yeah.
Did you go see the movie? I did go see the movie, yes. What did you think about the movie?
It was good. I enjoyed it. That was very entertaining.
Spielberg, complete movie or a classic Spielberg of
it's
falling apart towards the.
What do you mean?
Well, like that crystal was that Spielberg?
Is it Indiana Jones?
Yeah, it's Crystal Skull.
I like the more than Indiana Jones for sure. I thought it was very entertaining. I liked it quite a bit, but it's a movie though. You have to separate it from the book. You can't go and expecting the book.
Because the book has no budget.
Just watch. It has no budget, so they can do whatever they want, and it's also 400 pages. The story can meander as much as it wants. The movie has to do its thing in 2.5 hours or less and be entertaining, but still make sense, et cetera, et cetera. So,
I'd never even heard of the book or the movie until I saw the first preview. But what got me is when you just start seeing all these, like, how did they get the licensing for all these things to come together? And, like, all these favorite things from childhood and everything. Yeah. I'm like, well, I'm going to this.
Yeah, so. Well, Spielberg owns half of it.
it's very cool how certain things get utilized and the way they pop up and they're used in the story. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So it's really cool.
Yeah. So I want to go see that.
What about Pacific Rim 2? You seen that one?
I did see that one.
See, I haven't seen that one either.
If you
really
see the first
see
one,
it.
Isn't
it
pretty much big robots?
But I love
fighting
that.
Monsters?
I love big robots.
Are you gonna go
monsters
see Rampage?
Unfortunately, I will. But still, like, but Pacific Rim 1, I loved. So I really want to see 2.
How is 2, Crespo? Yeah. Did you review it?
What? Really?
It's like a cheaper version of the first one.
There you go.
No.
That's exactly what
some,
it looked like.
It's got some cool ideas, but it's not as good.
They don't even have the guy from Sons of Anarchy in there. So
who cares about the soundtrack's amazing.
They got the guy from Star Wars instead.
That guy is starting to pop up in a lot of movies now.
Who, Finn?
John Boyega.
Yeah. Oh, that's his real name?
The Blackstone Trooper.
The black guy.
He debuted
the original
Attack the
Black
Block.
Panther.
Attack the Block is a great movie. That was his first movie.
Attack the Block.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, the sci-fi movie.
I need
he wasn't even like an actor or anything. He was just one of many kids that they found to be in the movie.
Oh.
And then he blew up from there.
It was a low budget movie, right?
Very low budget,
From London?
Yeah, from South London.
Yeah, I needed subtitles on that.
A bunch of Southies.
Never put subtitles on that. I was like, what are they saying?
It was slang heavy. Speaking English, but it's like, I don't know what they're saying.
Oh, it's a master. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, all right, I don't know what's going on here.
Put the subtitles on there.
It's so ridiculous that I can watch a movie and see an actor I like and then find out later they're from England or Australia. I'm like, how do they get the accent right? But when you see an American actor try to do like anything British, you're like, that sounds so fake. And then I saw an interview. I think it was the guy that did The Hobbit. And he was also in...
Martin Freeman?
Yeah, I think it was Martin Freeman. They're like, how do you switch back and forth from the, you know, proper British to the American? He's like, well, I don't think... And I think it was him who said, he's like, not me personally, but I've been heard to say, when you want to do the American, you take the British and just sound dumber. And I was like...
Wow.
That makes... unfortunately...
Wow. So we're the Kentucky...
Like, even Colin Farrell used to nail, like, the American dialect, and then he's, of course, Irish or whatever else. And I'm
well,
like,
have the Walking Dead cast.
Yeah, because...
Like,
yeah!
I was like, what?
In Bruges.
Andrew Lincoln, yeah.
In Bruges, Colin has his Irish accent.
Yeah.
And it's a thick accent.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of throws you off.
An Irish brogue. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And then, like, but he does a good English accent.
So we're basically the rednecks of England.
We are. We're the Kentucky of Earth.
Yeah. I like how the Walking Dead cast is all from, like, overseas, and then Daryl's the actual redneck. It's my normal voice. I'm like, oh, we know. Don't worry about changing the thing.
But it's, let me see. Okay, so Rick Grimes English.
Yep.
The black
Australian,
chick,
actually.
The black chick is English.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Australia. Well,
whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
What about, is it Morgan, the guy with the staff?
Yep, another one.
Like, yeah, dude. British.
He threw me in a loop. I was like, what?
He was in Snatch.
Yeah. He looks like he's hanged out with Idris Elba a couple times.
Is there an actor that caught you by surprise that you're like, yo?
The dude from Dark Tower.
Idris Elba.
Yeah, he's another one. Yeah, I didn't know. I was like, he's...
They keep talking about having him be the new Bond, and people are like, oh, I don't think we're ready. I'm like, he'd be a great Bond. He'd be amazing. No, can't do it?
Can't do
it. Gotta have a woman Bond first?
But it's Europe.
Okay.
And racism still strong in Europe. They don't.
Maybe to do a...
They did freak out when they cast Daniel Craig as a blonde-haired Bond.
Yeah.
Like, he's still white. Why this can be?
I feel like, though, he's
too
like
close to German.
Oh, there we go.
I mean, that guy did actual training to become Bond. I mean, well, not really, but he...
Did you...
He fought. He fights for real. I don't know if you can see
Idris Elba?
Yes.
He was in The Wire, and the accent that he had on The Wire, like a Baltimore accent, kind of like a thug kind of thing. It's like, yo. And then next thing, he's talking like this.
You know what I love about Bond, though? Like, the first Bond, and probably the best Bond ever, was Sean Connery.
Yes.
Yeah. He's my favorite.
Yes. I think. But when Sean Connery went through all these, you know, negotiations and everything else, and he dropped off, the guy they replaced him with for one was this guy named George Lazenby. And George Lazenby, I'm not sure George was the right name. Lazenby is definitely it.
Yeah, you got it.
The way he got the part is he just started, number one, mailing the producers. And I think one of the producers is, what, Albert R. Broccoli or something like that.
Yep.
And then he just starts showing up at their office going, I'm going to be your next Bond. I'm going to be your next Bond. I'm going to be your next Bond. And then they're like, no real acting experience, some modeling experience.
No, yeah, he's a model. He's a model. An Australian model.
Yeah.
He's wetted them down.
Not even English.
If that doesn't show you, it's about determination and showing up. And if you believe you're Bond, go be Bond,
Show up.
That's hysterical.
And he only did one, but he did more than I did.
Yeah. No. And he's on that roster of Bond
whenever
actors.
You see all the Bond, and it's always he's the worst one, but still.
Is he the worst one?
No. Who was the guy who made it really, really campy?
Timothy Dalton?
No, not Timothy
Dalton. No, I like Dalton.
Yep.
I'm not a big Moore fan. I know a lot of people love Moore, though.
Roger Moore.
That's who I remember as.
Yeah, a lot of people. But he was Bond for so long. And then there's just Pierce Brosnan and Daniel Craig after that.
Yeah. I like
Brosnan.
I think a lot of people didn't like. You know why I started watching? Because I thought of Roger Moore. I went back. Maybe you guys remember this. Cannonball Run.
Yes.
I found it on Amazon. I could only find part two.
Don't let me kill you, mother.
With Captain...
Captain Amazing. Oh, it was Captain Amazing?
80s movies. And talk about movies that don't hold up.
Whenever...
But, Jackie Chan in the computer car.
Yeah, Jackie Chan. Oh, my goodness.
Terry Bradshaw is in that movie.
Yep.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Tony Danza.
Yeah, with the chimp.
With the chimp driving the car.
Then you got Sammy Davis Jr.
This was our generation's Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Dean
Mixed
Martin.
With Avengers.
Yes.
Jamie Farr.
It was Jamie Farr playing the, playing the Sheik.
Whenever I'm in a bad mood, whenever anybody's in a bad mood, go on YouTube and just look at the credits of Cannonball 1 and Cannonball 2.
Cannonball
because that is a perfect example of how cocaine... Mm-hmm. And how lax HR departments were.
Yeah.
Because Burt Reynolds assaulted the crap out of Dom DeLuise.
Yeah.
Like, Dom DeLuise would chuckle. He would straight up smack him.
Uh-huh.
like hard smacks, B. Mm-hmm. Like, pow, and then don't hit me, Mr. Reynolds. I'll get it right now. Yeah. I'll get it. I'm sorry.
This on tape?
Yes. These are outtakes, and people are laughing throughout the whole thing.
Burt Reynolds is kind of what Jason Statham is now. Every movie that was made was like, okay, here's what we're going to do. What's the plot? We got Burt Reynolds and we got a fast car. Perfect. Yeah. Let's make this move. You had Stryker. You had the Cannonball Run. You had Smokey and the Bandit, one through a zillion. You know, Jason Statham now, they're like, what is it? It's either you're going to get the package or maybe that package is a person. Yeah. That's all it is. Or you're retired and you want out, but you're going back in.
You remember when you got to get some revenge.
You remember when they tried to bring back Cannonball Run, but they called it something else?
No.
They called it a different movie. Eugene Levy's in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Rat Race.
No, Carl Lewis is in the movie.
Carl Lewis?
Carl Lewis.
If only we had a small personal computer, we could put queries into it and immediate responses would follow back.
Eugene Levy.
Is this from the 80s?
Yeah. No, they tried to bring it back, but they called it something.
Who's the guy that played Jaws in the Bond films? The really tall guy?
The guy who died a few years
he
ago.
He was in Cannonball, too. He was in Happy Gilmore.
I got no service for some reason.
Yeah.
Service is for losers.
Yeah. Okay. It would happen in the good old days when you would have this conversation over 16 beers and a couple of slices of pizza and you didn't leave till you figured out that movie's
name. I'm going to figure out the name of that movie.
Yeah.
I am determined right now.
Oh, well.
You guys excited for Infinity War?
I'm super excited.
You guys bought your tickets yet?
I haven't bought my ticket yet.
I don't know how much setup Black Panther has to do with Infinity War.
Huge.
But I loved it. I thought Black Panther was awesome.
Yes.
It was done so well. And it just, I kind of got irked that there was so much of this underlying political stuff going around about it. Because I'm like, it was just a good movie. Like, it stands on its own without any other, you know. I haven't been called colonizer so much in my life. But, you know, hey, that's what I get.
And that was only said once, and it just went off.
Yeah, and you know what?
It's brilliant, though.
It's so good. I got called colonizer. I didn't understand where it was from. And it was at Burger King. I was going through the drive-thru. I'm like, can I get some ketchup? And she's like, here you go, colonizer. And I was like, what the? So I was on stage at the Improv that night, and after I found out what colonizer was, I was like, you know what? I figured out what it is. It's our N-word. Because I don't mind when another white person calls me it. I don't mind when I hear it in a rap song. But when an African American looks at me and goes, colonizer, I sense there's some anger and hostility. Like, you gotta call it the C-word when you're talking about it.
Okay, so I found it.
Did you? What was it?
It's weird because I don't remember this being the title. They have it as Cannonball Fever. But the poster says Speed Zone, and that's how I remember.
Speed Zone?
Speed Zone.
Well, it was 30 years ago.
Okay, let me tell you who's in there. Peter Boyle.
Oh, yeah.
John Candy, Joe Flaherty.
John Candy?
Eugene Levy. That's a young Tim John Matheson, Candy. Brooke Shields, and smoking hot, the Smothers Brothers.
The Smothers
1989, you know, and you strike when you're hot.
Yeah. Ugh. Dude, the Smothers Brothers weren't always such straight-laced guys, man. I mean, they were
they're heavy drug years.
They
89.
Were heavy before they got into all the suits and stuff. And even then, they had people like Steve Martin and all these young guys that were on the hip scene doing the writing for them and stuff. Yeah.
You learning anything?
I am learning. Cause I don't know much about Cannonball Run. So
no, you gotta watch it, man.
I think I watched one, not two.
Yeah, so, I'd like to see one again because I just
have you seen Smokey and the Bandit?
Long time ago. Don't ask me to.
What's the first one? The first one is Go to Texas for Beer.
Yep.
And then the second one was supposed to be up to for Clam Chowder. The first one ends with the
first one's the elephant.
Is it?
It's with no. I'm sorry.
The brunette.
No, the first one's with Sally Field.
Sally Field.
The second one's something about the elephant.
Okay, because the first one is the father and son, like Big Tim and Big Tim Jr. in their cowboy outfits. And they're like, we're having a party, and we want you to go pick up some Budweiser in Texas because it was illegal to bring beer back over. Like, that was the whole purpose of the race, to come back with a semi-full of suds for some big party they wanted to do where beer was not allowed.
We're gonna have to sit down and do like a movie, a movie rewatch thing because I don't remember that. But I think
really that was the whole plot line of the movie. Get the semi.
Is there a movie? And now that I got Crespo here, is there a movie that you have in your data bank that you know it's a garbage movie, but it's embedded in your childhood kind of thing?
It's obvious, but like Big Trouble in Little China is one that always comes back around. But it's Yeah, it's not a crap.
It's the reason Mortal Kombat is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the reason Mortal Kombat is because of that movie.
Yeah, Raiden was it. Yeah,
yeah. Raiden, Shansung.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your kid in '90s. There was a movie, and I think it's, man, I think it's called Scavenger Hunt.
I never heard of that one.
But it was college kids, and they like there was a.
You're talking about
team.
The one with Michael J. Fox.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they go
midnight.
To the,
it's Midnight Miracle. Run. No, it's not Midnight. Midnight Run is with
De Niro.
De Niro.
De Niro and Grodin.
Dude, it's funny that you brought this.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Because I couldn't find this movie forever. Like I looked for it long before the internet was our database, and for some reason I thought Weird Al Yankovic was the game master because I kept seeing his face as the guy who had designed the whole Scavenger Hunt. And I could Google search Weird Al. They're like, no, there was never, other than UHF or VHF, there was never.
I know the guy that plays Flounder in Animal
House. He's the bad guy with the van that daddy's money.
Because they end up at Pabst Blue Ribbon Factory.
We can go on my Amazon Prime. I have it. I bought
Shut up.
Yeah, I'll send you the link. You can watch it. Oh, that's and so you know good. What's going to happen? You're going to watch it and be like, that's not anywhere as good as I
good
remember.
As good as, oh, then I don't want to watch
it. It ruined it for me, dude.
It never is as good.
It was the holy grail of movies I couldn't remember from childhood. Then I found it, and then I was like, oh. Yeah, this was horrible.
Is there a movie that for you?
You know, you mentioned UHF. I love that movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wouldn't argue that it's well made in any way, but I can watch it to this day, start to finish. I love it. The Ernest movies. Ernest Goes to Camp, Ernest Saves Christmas.
Oh, wow. Wasn't one of those
shows
films?
I was really on. Ernest Saves Christmas was filmed here in '88.
Because I remember seeing 528 in the background.
If you watch it, it's crazy. It's at the old Orlando Children's Museum. It's like one of the main sets. When Ernest is playing the snake wrangler, the side of his truck says, Apopka Snake Farm on it. So nice. They reference Apopka directly. You see him running in front of Gabriel's Subs in College Park, running around downtown, the Church Street station down there, like the actual train station. It's pretty wild watching
that.
Shots of downtown Orlando. There's only
Larry
one
the
building.
Cable guy did
Larry the Cable
inspector.
Guy had the health inspector.
Yes, that
movie.
Shot here as well. You see the courthouse downtown.
He
you
filmed
see
it
the,
at the... At
you see
the,
it at 436. Yep. There's like a restaurant that used to be there.
Yeah, Castleberry. Yep. Right behind my house.
Castleberry. Yeah, yeah.
Local actor Simon Needham, actually, who played Simon Cowell at the American Idol experience at Hollywood Studios. He's in there as one of the chefs. So, like, I see that guy around town all the time, and the first thing I think of, actually, he's married to my acting instructor, and, like, he comes in every now and then, and all I can think of is, like, you worked with Larry the King.
That's funny.
You gotta get paid. Is there a movie in your childhood, Short Circuit or something like that? Gremlins?
Why'd you go to Short
Circuit? It's
your and then why Gremlins? Why'd you go to Gremlins?
Because I'm sure. 95, it's alive.
90s, early 80s and stuff. Like, you were born in the 80s.
Yeah, you're 35.
Yeah. No. So it's
I think Conan for me still holds up.
Ah, those were good.
No, Conan I'm saying Barbarian. A movie that you loved as a child and now you watch it and you're like, oh, it's not as good.
You pretty hit it on the head with Short Circuit. I think Gremlin still holds up for me, but I think Short Circuit is really
Karate
bad.
Kid to me still holds up.
Karate Kid, I think Police Academies are still in hold up.
Okay. Yeah.
I watched Police Academies recently.
You know,
I
hate to say it. I love Goonies, but it dude, every movie in the 80s, if you sit there and go, man, that movie could not get made today because like all it took is one kid with a cell phone like, hey, we're under this restaurant and we think there's murders and they would have never saved. Yeah. They would have never found nothing. Mm-hmm. Every, you know, even, who was it? Say Anything. John Cusack at the end holding up the big boombox. Now you're just there with your iPhone. What, you don't like that song?
I'm going to send you my Spotify list.
Who makes a mixtape? Nobody makes mixtapes anymore.
Well, Jumanji. Did you watch the second Jumanji?
I did and I liked it. But I didn't like the way they got into.
But that's the only way that
that was
they,
the only way
it
was gonna happen
because of that thing of the whole cell phone
technology
era.
Updates. For,
well, I'm going to spoil the movie since it's out already. But
what movie?
I've Jumanji. Mm-hmm. That movie's bullshit.
Really? Oh, what? Really?
Yeah. Really?
You know why?
But it happened in real life.
No, all right, let's get all nerdy. But realistically, if a kid would have saw an Atari-looking setup, like they're like, I'm not playing that bullshit, and they would have walked off and never would have played it.
But that's what kids are doing now. Look how kids are going crazy. Not kids, but adults are going crazy. They busted out the Nintendo
from
86.
We are going crazy, not the kids.
Yeah, the kids don't buy Jack. It's the adults.
What?
Your thingy was
flashing. Oh, your short circuit thing is sending.
Yeah,
no,
it's recording. It's all good.
It's R2-D2. Well, we got to start bringing the wheels down on this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. It's already.
We did a heavy hour here. Here we go. You got any background music for me for this? Feel free to throw anything you have in your.
Whatever I got.
Whatever you got, baby.
All right, here we go.
I got used to doing this with music in the background.
Did you really?
Yeah.
We already did that once.
We did it twice.
We did it twice?
Yeah, we did it for.
I'm not paying attention.
for the Middle East episode that got lost.
Oh, that's why.
For the Chicago thing that we did in the background.
You had to remind me of that.
What are you doing? I remember one of the first times I met you, I was in the audience. I was in the audience at one of your shows, and you had a guitar on stage. You're like, does anyone know how to play
guitar?
Every Rose Has Its Thorn? I'm like, amazingly, it's one of the five songs I know.
Hey, you came with Richie Lala to do the wind-up.
Yeah, so I went up and I just played the chords while he did some great bit.
Poetry.
Yeah. Is that what this is?
It's the plugs. No, I don't do poetry.
Oh, okay. What's going on? Oh,
I got to plug episodes.
Gotcha.
I got to plug everything that we did. Thank you for listening to The Devil's in the Details, the substitute episode number 2. You can send us emails at devilsinthedetailsshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at The Devil's Deets. But most importantly, follow us on Facebook on PFT Media, the Lord and Savior of all podcast media, where you can catch all our brothers and sister shows from Lady Raptastic, Orlando Opinions, What the Fuzz, Cinema Crespediso, Scotch and Good Conversation, Beer and Opinions,
State of the Beer Union,
State of the Beer Union, Poking the Bear,
Tidbits.
Oh, Tidbits is back.
Tidbits is back.
All right.
Simon Time Trivia.
Oh, the man crush right there. That's my homie. Yeah,
that's all of them.
Some of them. You can catch our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, or wherever this ecstasy music is sold. we're on Spotify, people. Woo. So make sure you share it, rate, and review. Thank you very much for our guests here tonight, Kermit,
thanks.
Mike.
Thanks. Plug your stuff.
Yeah, check them out on their podcast. Go ahead and plug your podcast there, guys.
The Obligatory Podcast with Kermit and Mike. You can check us out on iTunes, Spotify, and Podbean right now.
That's right.
And also YouTube, right?
And YouTube, where you can find us videos and stuff.
There you go. And listen to Cinema Crespediso, broadcasting weekly.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And thanks for having us, guys. That was awesome.
Thank you so much.
And until next time, your move, Beyonce.
Bitch.
Hold your bells.
Special tonight, and putting up with the rain, and putting up with us.
A PFT Media production.